The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
All right, well, welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas with RE/MAX Metro East Side, and my co-host Eric Osnes is on his way here, but of course he's caught in that wonderful, wonderful Puget Sound traffic that we have. There was a rollover accident on I-5, so we hope those people are okay. But he's a little delayed, but I have guests with me here in the studio, so we can just start right on without him because we already had an agenda for today. Oh, look at that. He's just right under the bell, just under the bell. Here comes Eric. But I'm going to still introduce our guests for today. I've got Jesse Young. He's here, a local real estate photographer. Tell us which company name, because I know you have a couple of them.
My company name is just myself, Jesse Young.
Jesse Young Photography?
Jesse, you can find me online, Jesse Young Photography.
Your real estate photography, though, is under another name, right?
The website is seattlepropertyphotography.com.
Okay, so we'll want to make sure and give those
right.
out
but
later,
if
too.
But if you look up my name, Jesse Young Photography, you'll definitely find
Me. And you're on social media, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
where could people find you if they want to start looking you up?
Facebook, anywhere like that.
Are you on
Twitter? Or anything like that. No.
Oh.
But,
no hashtag wars with you. All right, no fun.
I think I'm too old for that.
Oh, my gosh, you sound like Eric. Hashtag Eric is bald.
Oh,
all right,
please.
And then we have Jeff. I don't know if I'm pronouncing your last name. Is it Crump?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I am pronouncing it correct. Okay. I just want to make sure. So Jeff Crump, who's with Seattle 3D Video, and also tell us website, and then are you on social media?
I know I'll be chastised by you. No, I'm not on social media.
Mm-hmm. At all?
No. My
daughter, you don't even have
my
a Facebook
my
page?
My friends keep telling me I have to do it, but I've been slack.
Dude, you do high technology kind of services for real estate. You should have high tech kind of tools for marketing.
Yes, I should.
Ooh, we need to have a session. We're going to have like a big training session with anyone who's been on our show.
It's time for an intervention.
I think so. It's a Twitter intervention.
That's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, all right, as you can tell, we have Eric back in the room with us now.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yes. Thanks for making it. I hope you were safe on the road.
Oh, I absolutely was. And, you know, my pet peeve about traffic in Seattle, two Priuses locked to lock right next to each other, door handle to door handle, going 10 under.
I knew it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's his favorite. I have to ask then, does either one of you drive a Prius?
No, but eventually I hope to.
We'll talk after the show.
No.
We did a show on solar, and he was going on and on and on about how much he dislikes Prius. And then Joe Dietz from Synergy Systems was like,
yeah,
I have one of those. It was one of the most fun moments ever for me on the air.
Definitely the land of Prius.
Yes. Oh, they're everywhere. They're absolutely everywhere. So anyway, so today's show was going to be all about these technologies within real estate, right? Because we talk about all kinds of topics, business topics. It's about real estate. It's about mortgage. It's about the things that impact the industry. And, you know, Jesse, I'll just tell everyone full disclosure, of course, you've been my photographer for several years now. Right.
I think maybe 3 years.
At least.
Yeah.
At least. So I used to have a different photographer that I started working with about 11, 12 years ago. Because my first year in real estate, I kind of did, I think, what a lot of agents do, and I did it myself. However, at the time, we didn't have the same digital technology with cameras as we do today, right? So I had a really great camera, and so I was doing my photos and making that happen. And, of course, way back when, that's when the MLS only had 15 photos mm-hmm. available for people. But I quickly realized, especially as I was going after listings, because, you know, my first year I was really focused on buyers. So I didn't have to really worry about those tools, right? So by the time I started doing listings, it was like, okay, well, I don't want to be the typical what I see online all the time, which is, frankly, a bunch of crap. Anybody who's searched for houses online knows. I mean, we did a whole show about how buying online is like online dating.
That's right. And we laugh about some of the bad photos and
oh,
bad
we share them all the time with each other.
Yeah. Agent doesn't even bother to get outside of their car. You know, they just snap one through the windshield.
Yeah. It's like a blur as they drive by taking the picture. You know, it's like, I'm always like, what in the world is going on in that guy's world?
There are many websites devoted just to that.
Strictly to that.
So if you look up bad real estate photography, you will find it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm a huge fan of all of those blogs. I can't do one because we can't take other people's photos off the MLS, but other people are free to do it.
Right.
And oh my gosh, some of them are just phenomenally fantastic and funny. And oh, I just we'll have to start posting some of those blogs so people can find them and go laugh their butts off like I do daily. But anyway, so you know, you started working with me. So my regular guy Scott, he got into the industry when the market was really hot the first time, and then when the recession came, a lot of agents started dialing back the use of that, right? Because they were watching their costs, so to speak. I thought that was a bad business decision because it's like, don't you want to have the thing that sets you apart when it's this tough, right? And so anyway, at some point, though, he wasn't able to make it through. And so he went back to the tech world because that's what he did originally. So and in that little window of time, anybody who works in tech knows if you don't keep your skill set up, you're then woefully behind the industry. So he had to do a lot of training and get caught back up, but he's back doing that. And, you know, bless him and his family. They're awesome people. We're still friends, but that's where you and I met. And so you've been doing photos for me and my listings for several years now, and I've been very pleased with all of that. And it's been interesting. So I want to get your take today in a few minutes about what you've seen of the trends and how long you've been doing all this fun stuff, right? And then what we're also going to then tie in is with Jeff, it's the new technology that's coming in, right? Something different than still photos that's interesting and compelling, and some local companies are really promoting, you know, the use of these kinds of tools. But even Jeff and I, when we had our first sit down, because I've been interviewing different 3D video companies, right? And we've talked about Matterport on the show.
Right.
Right. And so I've interviewed several different companies. And when Jeff and I sat down, we started talking about the issues you run into with talking with agents, cost, of course, technology needs, and then also whether or not your product is viable out in the, you know, the consumer sphere, right? Because there's all these big challenges. So to me, this isn't just about like, how do we make something look pretty? It's like, let's really talk about this industry, your impacts on it, you know, what happens, that kind of thing, right? Eric, do you have anything specific you want to make sure you cover? Because I know I sent out an email earlier about what we should talk about today.
Right. No, I want to just make sure I get an understanding, especially with the 3D, kind of what's involved with that, what it looks like, how it works, how a consumer can access it. Let's see. Let's start with that.
Okay.
So Jeff, can you kind of explain it a little bit, kind of describe how your format works?
Well, basically, it's a combination of still photography, regular video, and 3D. The camera actually has 9 lenses in it, 3 that go forward, 3 that go up, and 3 that go down. So everything that you see when you look at one of the 3D models, it's a compilation of all 3 of those technologies.
Interesting. So if I'm looking at it, is it, I don't know, what's the like a video game then?
Yeah, it's pretty much, it operates like Google Maps. I just met with some agents morning that one of the girls that came with the 2 agents was a professional gamer, and she really liked the concept of the 3D. She said it was just like playing a video game.
Got it. So and like with Google Maps, I can go up the street, down the street, look up, look down, look around, and you're using that type of technology inside a house.
Yeah, actually, Matterport, the company, they're working on a 3D project with Google called Project Tango. And eventually there's going to be on your cell phone, just like you have a camera now and you can take video, you're eventually going to be able to do the 3D. It'll be similar to a professional photographer taking a photo versus taking it on your phone. The 3D is not compatible with motion, and so you'll be able to do one-shot things kind of on your phone and do one like 1/360, but you're not going to be able to stitch together. When I do a
Why would someone do that?
Just for a one-shot deal. You know, you could take a nice, you know, if you were someplace and you just wanted to I mean, like right here in this studio, mm-hmm. if somebody had their phone, they could just do a quick 360 of it, and mm-hmm. it would show where they were, and they could show someone. I mean, it would be a novelty.
Right. Okay.
I don't think it's
I was thinking about doing Periscope on part of the show today, and that's different because we're just doing video, but this would be just a one-shot, oh, hey, here we are.
Right.
Because you know what I feel goofy about now, or I feel like I was too ahead of the curve, was, you know, all these fun cell phones, two or three iterations back of phone for me, I had the one that you could have the 3D pictures on.
Yeah.
That was the most useless piece of junk. I was like, I thought initially it was going to be cool for, you know, maybe some real estate stuff, or like while I was doing a in-house tour for a client that I could send privately to them or something like that. And I was like, nah. And then it actually almost made you physically sick looking at it. Because the weird depth perception you got out of it, you'd be like, because you had to set your phone to the right setting, and you were just like,
that's
with my eyes. God, this is horrible. I can't stand this thing.
What was the big 3D movie a while back with the blue people?
Avatar.
I couldn't watch it. It was, I had a hard time.
A little bit of motion sickness, yeah. I think, for some people on that one.
And I don't get seasick, but that one made me a bit seasick. So.
Yeah, right, yeah. You're out on a boat all the time. You know better.
Yeah, absolutely. So the system, Jeff, that you're using is Matterport then.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. And I've looked at Matterport listings online. So we have, there's circles on the floor.
Correct.
And I'm assuming those were where the different camera locations are. So mm-hmm. as you use your arrow keys on your keyboard, you're moving through the house, and you can stop kind of near a circle maybe and spin around and look around. Have I got that right?
Right, yeah. Each one of the circles is where there was a scan taken, and you go from circle to circle, and then you can either use your arrow keys and your mouse, or if you're on a tablet or a phone, mm-hmm. it makes it much easier. You just swipe things with your finger.
Just use your finger. Got it.
And okay. then you can, you know, Matterport's the only one. There's a couple of other competing technologies out there, but Matterport's the only one that provides the full floor plan and the dollhouse views of the model as well.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. So if I really want to get a walkthrough, then I can get a good idea of it. So Jesse, how does that compare? I mean, now you've got the traditional full-on photo.
Still photography.
And still photography, but you're using lighting, you're using all sorts of different methods to bring out the best. How does it compare?
Well, what he's doing is very cool and very cutting edge. Mm-hmm. I think for myself, I approach it from a standpoint of, to me, I'm looking to make everything look like a magazine layout.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Like you
sure.
would see, right. you know, in Dwell magazine. That's kind of the approach I take.
Which I love that magazine, so keep working like that.
Yeah. So even if it's something fairly humble, that's kind of the approach that I'm coming from.
All right. Well, let's get into that a little bit more in the next segment, because I want to dive into that too and why that's needed in the industry also still. Join us back here at Open House with Team Reba.
Open House has open phone lines. Give us a call at 866-712-1300.